Welcome to the Amazing with Grace podcast, a spiritually relevant space for people like you who want to be excellent but not perfect. I am your host, Dr. Q Perry, a board-certified and Christian psychologist based in Dallas, Texas. Although I want this show to be a helpful and inspirational resource for you, it is not meant to substitute for a relationship or treatment with a licensed mental health provider. For more information and additional resources, please visit our website at www.amazingwithgrace.com. Let's get into the show. Hey, welcome or welcome back to another episode of the Amazing with Grace podcast. We are at the top of November, so that means the holidays are coming. So I wanted to give this special announcement before we get into our topic for today. On November the 18th, from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, I will be giving a free talk on coping with grief during the holiday season. So I will be talking about how to survive the holidays as you are grieving. So I will be sure to put the Zoom registration link in the show notes. As you can tell from today's topic, we will be talking about ways to gracefully handle jealous friends. This is a topic that often is addressed, but the reason why I wanted to add the term gracefully in the title is because usually when I hear about how we handle haters, it's usually one extreme or the other. It's usually either cut this person off or you stay in the friendship or relationship and you just deal with it. But that's not always the most effective way of handling a situation when someone is jealous of you. When I'm talking to people about having jealous friends, a couple of things typically come up that I think are important for us to discuss as just a general foundation. And one is, how do I know that they're jealous? Like, what are some signs that this person is jealous of you? Because usually it may not be as obvious, or it may not be as obvious to us. Some common signs that your friend is jealous of you are giving underhanded compliments. So if you notice that your friend has a hard time giving you a straight compliment, period. An example could be, that's such a really nice outfit, but I wouldn't have worn those shoes with that. Or, hey, that's a really nice car that you have, but I would not have chosen that car. Oh, that's nice for you. Or, she's a nice person for you. So you'll notice all of their compliments seem to have an undertone of criticism in there. Another sign that a person is jealous of you is that they are just genuinely not supportive. So when you are having celebrations, you're having dinners, you're having events, they either don't come to your event at all, they always find some reason why they can't come, or they come late as though your event is not important. Now, I'm not talking about perfection, right? But if you notice that anything that deals with you, whether it's a birthday, whether it's an anniversary, whether it is any type of special occasion, anything that deals with you, this person is either absent or they are chronically late, that might be a telltale sign that they are not that supportive of you and may have some underlying jealousy. Another classic telltale sign that your friend is jealous of you is that they one-up all of your stories. So anything that you talk about, they've either already done that, or they already know about it, or the story that they have to tell is much better, or the story that they have to tell puts them as an even bigger victim than your story. So it's always a one-up. So that's not an exhaustive list of signs that your friend is jealous, but those are some classic signs of jealousy in a friendship. The second piece that I often talk to people about is surrounding the idea of what people are jealous of, right? So we might think that a person could be jealous of our looks, just our physical attraction, our physique, our skin, our hair. You can also think about people being jealous of finances, material possessions, the way you dress, your success, your popularity, your number of followers. So those are some common things that people are jealous of. But some ones that are commonly missed are your discipline. Sometimes people can envy the discipline that you have, right? You may say to yourself, well, I'm not the smartest person in the room, but I'm definitely the most committed. I'm definitely the most disciplined, right? Let's say both you and your friend have a goal of weight loss, and they may be envious of the way that no matter what the weather is like, no matter what your schedule is like, no matter how you feel, you continue on with your exercise plan, whereas they may struggle in this area. People can also be jealous of your spiritual life. They may envy what they perceive as some special connection with God, but it's not necessarily a special connection with God. It is the practice of spiritual disciplines. So sometimes a person may be jealous of the fact that you have the capacity to go on a fast, or they may be jealous of your dedication to your prayer life, or your dedication to serving in a particular ministry. Sometimes the reason a person is jealous of you is not even on this list, right? But once you get a sense that a person is jealous of you, you're seeing all the signs, or other people are pointing out all the signs, and you're seeing that this person is jealous of you for whatever reason, as Christians, we're left to figure out how do we gracefully handle jealous friends. So what I'm going to do today is give you 6 ways to gracefully handle these situations. So go ahead and grab a drink, grab a pen and pencil, or open your notes app, and we will get started. The first thing that I think is most important is to see their pain. There's lots of reasons that we discuss why a person can be jealous of you, but at the root of it is usually some insecurity within them, some fear, right? Sometimes a person fears that if you get married, that somehow removes their seat from the table. Sometimes people think that by you getting a raise on your job, that somehow there's not enough money for them to be equally successful. And if you think about the root of that is fear, right? I'm afraid that these good things won't happen for me. I'm afraid that other people don't see me as attractive as they see you. I'm not that confident and secure within myself in the direction that I'm going. And so when you slow things down and you see their pain, it helps you to, I think, have a different reaction and have a different posture in your own heart on how you interact with them. Because I think in the natural sense, our flesh says to clap back. Our flesh says to cut them out of our lives. Our flesh says to confront them, right? But when we see their pain, we're able to be more compassionate to see what is driving their comments and their actions. So the first thing you want to do is to see their pain. A second tip is to be mindful of your conversations. Once you start to be suspicious that a friend is jealous of you, it's really important that you are careful with what you talk about. And I'm not talking about walking on eggshells. You still want to be genuine, but being mindful that you don't intentionally taunt or provoke them to make them jealous. Galatians chapter 5, verse 26 in the Holman Christian Standard Bible says, "We must not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another." And this verse comes at the end of a chapter that talks about the spirit versus the flesh, and talking about how works of the flesh include jealousy, strife, hatred, idolatry, outbursts of anger, selfish ambitions, right? Envy, moving on down to the fruit of the spirit being love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faith, gentleness and self-control. So being able to stay mindful not to provoke someone is using a spirit of love, kindness, and self-control. Sometimes when we are not mindful of certain conversations, we can brag about some things that are actually painful. So let's say that you have been desperately trying to get pregnant and things have just not been working out. Well, if I'm gracious towards you and I know that this is something that you are jealous of, then I need to be mindful of sharing with you how I'm throwing my daughter her second birthday party and it's going to be fabulous and I'm inviting all of these people, right? What do I think that that's probably going to do to you and for you? So it's not to say that I shouldn't share that information, but maybe I won't share as much detail just because I am trying to be protective and I don't want to appear as though I am rubbing it in. Or let's say maybe you have really, really wanted to get married for a long time and I recently got engaged. Yes, I'd like for you to share in my journey, but I can sense that you might be jealous that this finally happened for me and you're wondering, when is it going to be your turn? So I want to be mindful of how I share information, okay? The third tip is not to internalize the other person's insecurities and take them personal. I think one of our natural inclinations is to go inward and think, is it me? Have I done anything? Have I said anything to make you jealous of me? And now sometimes this can come up in romantic relationships, but in the context of a friendship, it's really important that we not internalize somebody else's shortcomings. So we can have compassion for them, but we don't have to own their shortcomings and carry them, right? This person's fears, this person's insecurities and discomfort with whatever perceived or actual shortcomings that they have, those are not ours to carry. And so although we see their pain, although we are mindful of our conversations, we don't internalize that as our fault. And I think number three actually goes along with number four, where I'm encouraging you to continue to be yourself and don't dim your light. So yes, I'm mindful of this sore spot in your heart, but I don't change who I am. So if we go back to that same example of me being engaged and you really, really wanting to get married, it doesn't mean that every time you and I talk that I have to pretend that I'm not that happy about being engaged, or I have to pretend that this is not the most joyous thing that's ever happened to me. Or if you are jealous of where I am in my career, it doesn't mean that I have to pretend that my promotion isn't a big deal to me. Or that if it's a physical appearance type of jealousy, it doesn't mean that when we go out that I have to now dress in a way that's uncomfortable for me because I know that it makes you jealous or it makes you worried or uncomfortable when I'm around. So you want to be mindful and see their pain, but you don't want to take other people's insecurities and internalize them so much so that you dim your own light and that you're not yourself. Number five is to maintain appropriate boundaries and have realistic expectations. When we are in friendships, we like to think that, oh, this is my BFF, this is my bestie, this is my day one. We should be able to share anything with each other. And while that is nice to have, sometimes it's just not reasonable to expect that to be part of your friendship with somebody who's jealous of you. And maybe at one point you were able to share everything. And maybe this person wasn't always jealous, but maybe they became that way. Whatever the situation is, you now have to decide for yourself, okay, are there topics that I need to scale back on? Or if I decide that I'm going to share whatever I want to share, then I need to maybe adjust my expectations to be realistic so that I don't expect that you're genuinely going to support me in this? And I decide that maybe I don't share all the details. When we are developing boundaries with this type of person, I think all of these tips can really be made clear in which path you should take by tip number 6, and that is to discern whether they should remain in your life. And this is a matter of prayer, because prayer is going to highlight for you the posture of their heart. I have encountered people who I know they're jealous of me, but the posture of their heart is such that they're happy for me. It's just that it stings a little bit, because it also highlights some areas of their lives that need to be sorted out or healed. And those kinds of people, you can use tip number 1 through 5, right? You can keep them in your life. You just make adjustments. You're mindful of your conversations. You can pray for them, with them, see their pain, and you keep being yourself. But then if you discern that this person is jealous of you to the point where their heart posture is against you, where they would intentionally do something to harm you, to sabotage your success, to physically hurt you, to damage your relationships, your reputation, your credibility, your career, then you already know what decision you need to make. That someone with a heart posture bent towards wickedness and evil, and sometimes it could be unconscious, sometimes people just don't know that they are being used by the enemy in that way, these tips won't be as effective. And you'll know the difference, that no matter how mindful you are of your conversations, they'll always have something underhanded to say. No matter what you do to make them feel comfortable, you can give them genuine compliments and they will still have something to say. They'll still find a way not to support you, or you'll still continue to hear rumors about things that they are saying about you. Okay. So I hope that these quick tips will help you better manage friendships where someone is jealous of you, and do it in a way that is gracious. So it does not have to be cutthroat. It does not have to be a knockdown, drag out fight where you're saying we're never going to talk again. The posture of your heart will be able to discern, of your own heart, will be able to discern the posture of their heart. And God will show you if this person should be in your life. And if so, He will walk you through how to effectively deal with them. And sometimes that means keeping the person in your life, but the relationship dynamics will look very, very different. So let us do a quick prayer. Father God, thank you for the opportunity to come together to talk about an emotion that is very uncomfortable for us to acknowledge within ourselves, and that is jealousy. Help us to have compassion when we recognize that someone is jealous of us. Let us not have a provoking spirit. Help us to be genuine. Help us to be kind. And help us to have appropriate boundaries and manage our expectations. We ask for wisdom in our interactions with these people so that we know if they should continue to be in our lives, and if so, at what capacity. And it's in your son's name that we pray. Amen. That is all that I have for you. Don't forget to register for the upcoming free talk on grief in the holiday season that I'm doing on November 18th. And if this is not something that you are personally struggling with, please feel free to share this link with your loved ones. And just for clarification, to participate in this event, it does not mean that you have to have lost someone this year. I know that might be something that people have a question about, but it could be somebody you lost this year. It could be somebody you lost last year. It could be somebody you lost 10 years ago. But grief comes in waves. And I know that the holiday season is one of those times where the waves tend to be more frequent and stronger for some people. So I hope that you would join me. Until next time, take care.